The Bach Society of Dayton will present its annual Sweet Sounds of the Holidays performance this Sunday at 4 p.m. at the Kettering Seventh-day Adventist Church. I'm Larry Caressel with Arts Focus. This performance will be conducted by our own David Crean, the Bach Society Music Director. Every year we look forward to the Bach Society of Dayton's Sweet Sounds of the Holidays. So David, what's different and new this year?
Well, you know, it's always a little different and it's always the same year to year. We're happy to be joined by the KCC Chorale and the Kettering Advent Ringers. Happy to have them back once again this year. But we have a lot of pieces that have not been heard by our audience in the past, especially some newly composed pieces. I'm especially happy to present a work by my friend Jessica French called Earth, Strike Up Your Music. It won a composition award a couple of years ago from the American Guild of Organists, and it's been performed at the St. Olaf Christmas Festival, among other places. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy to be presenting that. Also, music by Victoria, his famous Omanium Mysterium. Of course, some John Rutter is in there, and a lot of favorite tunes and carols as well for the audience to sing along with.
Along with the traditional and the new, this is one of those annual programs that really never gets old.
Yeah, our audience members have often told us that for many of them, the holiday season doesn't really begin until the Bach Society Sweet Sounds concert. So we're happy to be a part of people's lives in this community, and we're happy to be doing it once again this year.
The holiday season is just beginning for the audience, but you guys have been rehearsing for weeks, if not months.
Yeah, for us, the holiday season began pretty early, even a week before Halloween. We were starting in on our Sweet Sounds music. So we've been working on it for a few weeks now, and we're excited to share it with people.
What's most fun for you about this particular concert?
One of the fun things for me about this concert is picking the music every year. It's a real balancing act. You know, you want to do pieces that are familiar or have familiar components or familiar tunes, but also not just run back the same things year after year, because that gets old for the chorus and also for the audience. So it's a challenge, but it's a challenge that I really enjoy, picking the music for this concert. This year we've got a really wonderful setting of I Saw Three Ships, arranged by Mark Hayes. That's our closer with the handbells and KCC and the Bach Society and two pianists, so it's going to be a really big conclusion to this concert. In the spring, we've got some other great things coming up. We actually have three concerts in the spring this year. Usually we only have two, but we've added one this year. We've added a performance of Messiah up in Troy. DPO Messiah is coming up here in Dayton just a couple weeks before Christmas. And you often hear Messiah in December. That's pretty common. But, you know, it's at least as much of an Easter piece as a Christmas piece. The first part is Christmas-centric. The second part is really Easter and Passiontide-centric. So it makes as much sense, I think, to do it around Easter as it does around Christmas. And we're going to do ours on Palm Sunday, which is April 13th, at the brand new Arbogast Performing Arts Center in Troy.
Do you get to use multimedia with that big screen?
Yeah, they've got a huge screen behind the stage, so we're going to, as usual, project the text up on there and maybe some graphics as well. If you haven't been, it's really worth checking out. It's a really cool center that they've built up in Troy, and I'm excited to share wonderful music with that community as well.
What are the other two spring concerts?
In March, we're going to do a concert called American Mosaics. The big piece on that is Bernstein's Chichester Psalms, which surprisingly the group has never done. I'm happy to be introducing that to Bach Society for the first time. It's one of the most beloved choral works of the 20th century, a setting of psalms in Hebrew by Bernstein, along with organ, percussion, and harp, famously, and we'll use a boy treble for the second movement. Then in May, we'll have our In Praise of Peace concert that features works by Handel and also Bach. Handel's Utrecht Te Deum and Jubilate that he wrote to celebrate the Peace of Utrecht, and Bach's Magnificat. And we're calling it In Praise of Peace because it coincides with the 30th anniversary of the Dayton Peace Accords that we're celebrating next year, along with a NATO conference right here in Dayton coming up in just a few months. There's so much great holiday entertainment here in the Dayton region, but I think our Sweet Sounds concert at Bach Society is really something special with its blend of audience participation and use of KCC and the chorus and the organ and the bells. It's really a wonderful time and a wonderful concert, and I hope people will take advantage of it this year.
David Crean conducts the Bach Society of Dayton in Sweet Sounds of the Holidays this Sunday at 4 p.m. at the Kettering Seventh-day Adventist Church. Get more details at BachSocietyOfDayton.org. I'm Larry Caressel. Arts Focus is a production of Discover Classical.